And are you refreshed?
Yes.
Now what? More?
Oh, I'm so happy to be here. And thank you. And thank you to everybody who's here, because I think what makes this teaching so amazing is that it interacts with non-physical, and because of the constant, because of the TAPE program, it's constantly evolving, so that unlike A Course in Miracles or, you know, the other things, it's always
expanding,
and it's very specific, it's so practical.
Jerry and Esther say it feels to them that the same group just travels from seminar to seminar to seminar to seminar.
Well, that is kind of the case with us. I mean, there are a bunch of us. You know, I'm going on the next cruise. So the thing that I haven't heard and that I want to ask about is forgiveness. I'm doing this show where the essence of it is about a woman who survives the Rwandan genocide and forgives. And that show came about because I went to see you and heard her speak that same weekend, and it's completely transformed my life. Why is it so powerful? I know I'll say what I think it is, and then I'd like to hear what you think. I heard once that forgiveness is acknowledging that no harm has been done. And then recently, on this cruise, I think it's even beyond that. It's saying, thank you for helping me become more. You know, that contrast idea. So that not only has no harm been done, but I've also expanded as a result of the thing that I thought you did to me. What do you think?
Well, we agree with you. It is all of that. We've teased our physical friends from time to time and saying that Source never forgives, because Source does not withdraw that connection to begin with. In other words, if you have not judged, then there is not anything to forgive. Mm-hmm. But what it literally means, as well as these things that you have said, when you think about it, when you think about Source and who you are and all that you've become, and you think about deliberately directing your thoughts in order to stay up to speed with the vibration of who you are, and then you think about blaming or justifying or rationalizing or defending or focusing upon something that feels awful, something that most of the world would agree that you are justified in your resentment of.
Like the Holocaust or 9/11.
All of those things, but just the same, in your attention to those things, justified or not, you separate yourself, separation's too strong of a word, from who you really are. And that which you are calling forgiveness is a returning to who you are. Mm. It's a realigning with who you are. It's because you can't take back what happened, but you can adjust your perspective of what happened by trying to see it through the eyes of Source. So the best definition that we could give of forgiveness is releasing attention to what has caused me to separate from who I am, and attention upon